This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is reacting to word that New York prosecutors have convened a special grand jury to consider evidence in a criminal investigation into his business dealings. Our Julie Walker's in New York.
That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The DA has been looking into hush money paid to women on Trump's behalf, property valuations and employee compensation, as well as Trump's taxes, and has been interviewing witnesses, including former personal lawyer Michael Cohen. Mafia prosecutor Mark Pomerantz was hired to help run the investigation. The new grand jury, which the Washington Post reports will meet for 6 months, could eventually be asked to consider returning indictments. Trump says he's being unfairly attacked and abused by a corrupt political system.
Did the coronavirus come from a lab in China? The questions continue about exactly how the virus originated. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt says they need to get to the bottom of the origins of the pandemic pathogen. He's calling on the World Health Organization and China to do more to provide definitive answers. Speculation continues into whether the virus jumped from animals to humans or whether it could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory in Wuhan.
Domestic air travel in the U.S. is nearly back to 2019 levels now, before the pandemic. But the U.S. continues to bar most visitors from Europe, China, India, and other places overseas. The travel industry is complaining about that, saying COVID vaccination rates are increasing and infections are decreasing, so international travel should be allowed to resume. Some in a crowd in Portland, Oregon, marking the anniversary of George Floyd's death, lit fires, broke windows, and threw objects at police. Five people arrested. This is AP News. A leading Japanese newspaper is calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled. The games are due to open in July. Here's our Charles Giladesma.
This is the first of Japan's major newspapers to make the move and joins some regional newspapers that have recently added to the growing opposition in holding the Olympics. Coming out against the Games could be significant since the newspaper, like many in Japan, is a sponsor of the postponed Olympics that are to open on July 23. The newspaper headline reads, "We cannot think it's rational to hold the Olympics in the city this summer. We demand PM Suga decide cancellation." Despite the editorial, there's no indication the International Olympic Committee or local organisers have any plans to pull the plug on the Games. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two stolen religious artefacts dating back to the 9th and 10th centuries have been returned to Thailand from San Francisco. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.